Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Erin.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Wendy. Erin, 最近中国有一部电影很火，叫《周楚除三害》。Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I actually watched it with my family this weekend. It's on Netflix in the United States.
哦，它在美国也有播是吗？那你觉得好看吗？
It is definitely not a light watch, but the story is very good.
So can you tell us a little bit about this story? I mean, I haven't watched yet.
It is a black comedy thriller that follows a dying hitman with the goal to eliminate the country's two most wanted criminals before his own demise.
Okay, I see. It's a black comedy thriller. 是一个充满了这种黑色幽默的 thriller 惊悚片。讲述的呢是一个 a dying hitman, 一个将死之人。他作为这个通缉榜上的第三名，想要在他死之前呢消除掉排在他前面的两个 criminal, 这个罪犯。
Yeah, the story is actually a modern adaptation of an ancient Chinese story from 世说新语。
Wow, really? 这个电影其实是世说新语里面的一个故事的 adaptation 的一个改编。
Yeah.
诶 Erin, 你刚刚说这部电影在美国也有播，对吧？那它的这个英文名字叫什么呀？
The title of the movie is called The Pig, The Snake, and The Pigeon.
Okay, The Pig, The Snake, and The Pigeon. 为什么叫这个名字呢？猪、蛇和鸽子。It has nothing to do with its Chinese name.
Yeah, I know a lot of people must be wondering why the English title is The Pig, The Snake, and The Pigeon. I know I was confused when I first saw the title because it did not sound similar to the Chinese name at all.
Yeah, 这个猪蛇鸽子和中文这个周楚除三害好像一点关系都没有啊。
Yeah.So, actually, the name also has its cultural basis in Buddhism. The pig, the snake, and the pigeon represent the three poisons in the hub of the wheel of life.
Oh, okay. 它这个名字其实和 Buddhism 和佛教有点关系啊。在佛教里面呢，在 hub of the wheel of life, 在这个生命之轮的中心有 three poisons, 有三毒。其实分别就是这三种动物，猪、蛇和鸽子。
Yeah, they correlate to the 三害 in Chinese.
哦，就有点像中国的这个三害，所以这也就是为什么它的这个中文名叫除三害。
Mm-hmm. The pig represents delusion because they can carry an air of this is perfect in situations that would seem unsustainable to someone on the outside. You could feed a pig the most expensive items or the dirtiest trash and it wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, so in other words, I think you can also say that it's like silly, right?
Yeah, the word ignorance also fits here.
Yeah.这个猪呢代表的是吃 delusion, 它总是会抱有一些不切实际的幻想，很愚昧，而且呢也分不清事情的好坏，或者也可以说它是 ignorance, 无知。
Yeah, the snake represents hatred because it is poisonous and dangerous. There is always hatred, resentment, and anger towards people and things.
Okay, 这个蛇呢它代表的是 hatred, 仇恨。也就是佛教三毒中的这个嗔，总是对人或者是有仇恨或者怨恨愤怒的这种心理。
Mm-hmm. The pigeon represents greed, as it does not stop eating even when it is full, and is always looking for food. It could eat itself into bloated oblivion.
Okay, 那鸽子呢代表的是 greed, 贪婪，即使它吃饱了也会不停地吃。你刚刚说的这个 eat itself into bloated oblivion, 这是什么意思啊？
It means that the pigeon is going to eat until its stomach is swollen, but it still won't stop looking for food.
Oh, okay, I see. 就是他吃到这个肚子都胀起来了，还是会继续吃，就是非常的 greedy, 很贪婪。
Yeah.
所以这三毒其实说的不是他们本身是 poisonous, 是有毒的，而是说这三种贪嗔痴是三种不好的心理。所以在佛教里面呢，他们是就是叫做恶之根源，也可以叫做三不善根。
Mm-hmm.And there are also some animals in American culture that represent different things.
Oh, 所以在美国的文化里面也是有这种有一些象征意义的动物。
Mm-hmm. For example, the bald eagle represents freedom and strength because they're so free soaring in the sky. And they're very independent and strong.
鹰的话代表的是 freedom, 自由 and strength, 力量。好像我看美国有些警察的那个标志会有鹰这个图案，是不是？
Yeah, it is one of the national animals.
Okay.
Another example is the owl. It represents knowledge and is often seen as wise.
Owl, 猫头鹰代表的智慧。Like I once saw a logo for a school, and it was an owl wearing glasses.
Yeah, I've seen those too.Foxes are often referred to as a sly fox. To describe someone as like a fox means they're cunning.
Yeah, same here actually, same in China. 狐狸经常被说作是 sly or cunning, 其实就是狡猾的。
Another one is bison. They are an inspiring symbol of strength and resilience, and they're a big part of Native American culture.
Bison, 野牛也是这个 strength, 力量和 resilience, 坚韧的象征 just like the eagle.
Yeah. I think every country has their own animal symbols, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, 每个国家其实都有一些这种有象征意义的动物形象，比如说在美国有鹰，在中国呢可能有龙。
Well, that's it for today.If this movie sounds interesting at all, you should definitely go check it out. My family really enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, definitely. 如果大家对周楚除三害这部电影感兴趣的话呢，可以去电影院看一下，或者也可以把你对本期节目的想法分享在评论区。
Thank you for tuning in. See you guys next time. This is Aaron.
This is Wendy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.